Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. For years, sports injury recovery followed a familiar pattern. An athlete would visit a physician or physical therapist, receive a treatment plan, attend follow-up appointments, and report on their progress between visits. What happened outside the clinic was often a mystery. Healthcare providers had to rely on patient recollection, occasional check-ins, and subjective descriptions of pain or mobility. That approach still works in many situations. But as sports medicine continues to evolve, clinicians are gaining access to something they rarely had before: continuous visibility into recovery. Remote patient monitoring, RPM, is becoming an increasingly important part of injury management. Instead of evaluating patients only during scheduled appointments, providers can now track rehabilitation progress over days and weeks using connected devices, mobile applications, and digital health platforms. The result is a more complete picture of recovery, and in many cases, earlier intervention when something goes wrong. Why traditional follow-up care has limitations? Recovery rarely happens in a straight line. A patient may feel strong enough to return to training 1 week and experience setbacks the next. Some athletes push too hard too early. Others become overly cautious and fail to regain strength or mobility at the expected pace. The challenge is that clinicians typically see only snapshots of the recovery process. A patient recovering from an ACL reconstruction might attend physical therapy twice a week, but what happens during the remaining days? Are rehabilitation exercises being completed consistently? Is activity increasing too quickly? Has pain or swelling returned after training sessions? Without reliable information between visits, those questions often remain unanswered until the next appointment. This gap becomes even more significant for athletes who travel frequently, compete internationally, or live far from specialty care providers. How remote patient monitoring changes recovery. Remote patient monitoring helps close this visibility gap. A decade ago, much of what happened between appointments remained invisible. Today, a physician may notice that a recovering athlete's daily activity suddenly dropped, that rehabilitation exercises were skipped for several days, or that sleep quality deteriorated after training resumed. These signals often appear long before a patient reports that something feels wrong. For clinicians, the value is not in collecting more data for the sake of it. The value comes from seeing recovery as it actually unfolds between visits, rather than relying entirely on memory and occasional check-ins. A patient may feel that recovery is progressing normally, while the numbers tell a different story. Sometimes activity levels quietly decline over several weeks. In other cases, athletes return to intense training too quickly after feeling a bit better. Both situations can increase the risk of setbacks, and both are easier to identify when progress is monitored continuously. Even relatively simple indicators can be surprisingly useful. Something as basic as missed exercises, reduced mobility, or a sudden drop in daily movement can help explain why recovery is slowing down before the issue becomes obvious during a clinic visit. Perhaps more importantly, remote monitoring allows healthcare teams to identify concerns before they become major setbacks. The growing role of AI in remote care. Collecting data is only part of the equation. Modern recovery programs generate large amounts of information. Reviewing every activity log, wearable metric, and patient update manually would quickly become impractical. This is where intelligent monitoring systems are beginning to play a larger role. No clinician has time to manually review every data point generated by dozens or hundreds of patients. Intelligent monitoring systems help surface information that deserves attention. A plateau in mobility, declining adherence to rehabilitation exercises, or unusual activity patterns can quickly move from a spreadsheet into a clinician's field of view. Many healthcare organizations are now implementing approaches similar to those used in custom telemedicine software with AI to make remote monitoring more practical at scale. Instead of forcing care teams to sort through thousands of data points, these systems help identify meaningful changes that deserve closer attention. The goal is not to automate clinical judgment, but to give clinicians better information at the moment they need it. For example, a system may detect that a recovering athlete's mobility has plateaued for several weeks. Another may identify reduced adherence to prescribed exercises. In both cases, the technology helps clinicians focus attention where it may be needed most. The goal is not automated decision-making. The goal is providing better context for human decision-making. Applications beyond professional sports. Although professional athletes often receive the most attention, remote monitoring is proving valuable across a much broader population. The benefits are not limited to elite athletes. Someone recovering from a knee replacement, a recreational runner returning after an injury, or a patient managing chronic joint pain may face many of the same challenges. Staying engaged with rehabilitation and recognizing problems before they become serious. Virtual monitoring also improves access to care. Access to care is another factor. Not every patient can easily travel to a specialist every week. In some regions, the nearest sports medicine clinic may be hours away. Remote monitoring helps maintain continuity of care without requiring patients to spend significant time on the road. This shift became particularly visible during the pandemic, but the underlying benefits remain relevant today. Looking ahead, sports medicine has always relied on observation. The difference today is that observation no longer begins and ends in the examination room. A therapist may review mobility trends before a scheduled appointment. A physician may notice warning signs days before a patient reports a problem. Recovery is becoming easier to understand because clinicians can see more of what happens between visits. That does not make in-person care less important. If anything, it makes those interactions more valuable. Instead of spending appointments trying to reconstruct what happened over the previous month, clinicians can focus on decisions, adjustments, and next steps. The future of recovery will likely combine both worlds: direct clinical expertise supported by better visibility into everyday patient activity. For many healthcare organizations, that shift is already underway. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.